Welcome to the Kennett Indians Coaches Show as we speak with Kennett head football coach Joel Wyatt. And coach, the Kennett Indians with a 50-14 win over Roosevelt last Saturday. What a game your team played, and advancing now to the semifinals of the state tournament.
Yeah, it was a great day to be an Indian. Just a great playoff atmosphere. It's just what you want when you're the home team. And just a lot of black and gold in the crowd, and the gold towels, and it was just a great day. And I mean, it's just one of those feelings, like I told the kids, man, you just wish you could bottle it up and just save that feeling that you had at the end of the game, because it was just overwhelming, man, when you work so hard and just to see your hard work, these kids' hard work, see it pay off. And it's just great. It's just a great day, one that I'll never forget.
Well, you have another one coming up Saturday, so that's the advantage. Such a rarity, though, to be able to play these games at home like the Indians have the opportunity. And it just falls on what year it is, odd and even years, mm-hmm. and where you are in the bracket, and it works out. You could be going over almost to Kansas City, but instead you have two Saturday home games back-to-back.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. Like you said, it's just a matter of the luck of the draw, so to speak. And I think it's going to be about a 7-hour trip for Odessa. I think they're going to stay the night Friday and then in Poplar Bluff. So still a haul for them. But, I'm glad we're not having to travel and we're staying here.
Well, your team got off to a fast start. They've done it all season long, and last Saturday, no different, building a 22-0 lead late in that second quarter.
Yeah, we really wanted to be going in at half, 22-0, and then they got down there and converted on a pass that we thought we were going to have defended. But still, it's like we told the kids, hey, you know, if they had told you before the game, we're at halftime 22-8, would you take it? You know, some of them said no. You know, some of them said no. We wanted that shutout, but we felt like we were in good shape. But we also knew that coming out in the third, we had to kick first, and so it was very important getting a stop, because you know, if you let them go down, and then right then you're in a one possession game. So we were fortunate. We got the ball back there, and we went down and punched one in. So we felt a little more comfortable when it was 30-8.
Well, 22-8, the halftime score, and you mentioned a little bit about what you talked about. Really, what, as a coach, do you say to the kids at half in a game like that? A lot of your games were over at the half, and 22-8, there's still a little work to be done in the third quarter.
Well, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, I'm sure, but I know it's coach speak, and it's cliche, but you know, we just preach – every play has a life of its own. Whether it's good or bad, forget it and go on to the next play. And our kids have really done a good job of that. You know, if we have a great play, let's go on to the next play. If it's a bad play, let's go on to the next play. So we really preach to those kids about that and about playing for four quarters. And, you know, we try to use examples of other games, whether it be college or pro, of how a team came back and won it, and you know, we're always saying, hey, let's keep our foot on their throat. I mean, you know, keep your foot on the pedal, and then let's finish this thing out right.
Well, your team did that. 16 points to start the second half. You know, then the opponent looks up on the scoreboard, and I think they start getting that feeling now, well, this one's out of hand.
You can see it. You can see it in their body language, especially when they got – when they were lined up on the hash nearest our sideline, you could just see it in the way they were carrying themselves. So we felt pretty good, but at the same time, you know, you got to keep playing, because they are a big play team, and you know, if you're not careful, you know, they had the ability to take 170 yards.
Well, you mentioned big play team. They're dangerous offensively and have been all season, but your defense really shut them down in the ball game.
They did. They had two guys in 5 and 7 that very dangerous players, a couple of weapons. So you couldn't just game plan and double one of them and then single the other, because either one of them could hurt you. So we came in and it felt like their quarterback hadn't been rattled, hadn't had any pressure on him. And, you know, Coach Webster's going to – he's going to apply pressure, and he had some nice blitzes in there. Seemed like Tanner Duncan was in the backfield about all game, and just did a great job getting after him. We had two interceptions and a couple of intentional grounding penalties. So we did a great job of getting after him.
That's really like a sack when you get an intentional grounding penalty.
Yes, sure is. You know, sometimes, you know, depending on the loss, yeah, it's just as good or better because, you know, it's still going to be loss of down. So, you know, they're not getting to replay the down. And then I'm still not sure on our sack totals. But, yeah, we were getting back there with Tanner. And I don't think Justin Hunt had any, but he had some pressures. LT had some pressures. Jordan Jarrett off the edge. So, yeah, we were bringing it left and right.
Well, again, you win the turnover battle 3-2 in that ball game.
Yeah, we were a little disappointed in having two, even though we still won the battle. You know, we've got to do better, and sure can't have that against Odessa.
Well, Roosevelt just over 60 yards rushing the football on 20 carries, passing just under 160 yards, and they threw it 26 times and completed half of those passes, but the two big interceptions by the defense, and also really the tackle after those catches were made, critical in controlling a team with those athletes outside.
Yeah, I thought we tackled well. We had a couple, well, one in particular that we missed him. He got down the sideline, but it was one of the plays everybody was talking about after the game. Joquan Williams chased the guy down and stripped him, and we got on it. Just an incredible effort by Joquan, not giving up on it. And that kind of is symbolic of our team, you know, because, I mean, it was an unbelievable play. It's something that you want to show young kids, say, hey, look at this. That's why you don't ever give up on a play. But we did a great job of tackling after the catch, and I was very pleased. I haven't seen our missed tackle chart yet, but I would say it was going to be pretty low.
Well, on offense, once again, the rushing attack was strong. 37 carries, 369 yards, and again, that dominant running game, it really sets up everything that your team does.
Yeah, we when we started out, I was a little bit worried. We had trouble running the ball there in the A and B gap, and so I was a little worried. Those two big tackles that they had. And then we, you know, the first drive, Bodie hits Carter for a big fourth down conversion. And then Moosey got in for the first score on an option play. And from there, I thought we just had a really good balance of running an inside and outside. You know, we were very multiple, got in a lot of different sets. Thought Jordan Jarrett had a great game offensively. And then Bodie had some nice runs. And then we didn't throw the ball very much, but when we did, they were big plays. We hit Tanner Duncan on a big play action pass play. Then we hit Carter on another deep one. So even though we didn't throw it, but when we did, it was for big chunks, just enough to keep the defense honest.
Well, you mentioned that balance of your rushing attack. Moosey Harrell, 18 carries, 136 yards. Jordan Jarrett, 10 carries, 102 yards. Laquez Pulliam, 4 carries, 81 yards. He was really effective in the ball game. You mentioned Bodie, 43 yards on 4 carries. When you get that balance, they just can't key on one player because there's so many weapons they have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned Laquez. That was probably his best game offensively and really overall. You know, he had the interception there, had good coverage all game. But, yeah, he got loose on a jet. I mean, got decent yards on another one. So he's a weapon there when you put the ball in his hands. And we had a really, really good balance of trying to get the ball in some fresh legs.
Well, you mentioned the passing attack. Six passes, three completions, 112 yards. Seems like you're just keeping that passing game in the back pocket until you need it. Really no need to show a lot of that while you're able to run the football for almost 400 yards.
Yeah, we really haven't been called upon to use it. I got a feeling we're going to have to this week, but so far, you know, we've kept teams, I'm guessing, with just some of our misdirection and our different formations, and then, you know, a lot of teams don't account for the quarterback, and so when you run your quarterback, you get an extra hat on defenders, and that's been good to us.
Well, one last question before we take our break. Are you starting to enjoy playing football on Saturdays now?
If it means we're playing in the playoffs, then I want to always be playing on Saturday. Yeah, it's a pretty cool deal, especially when the weather cooperates. I know it was a little chilly, but at least it was dry. And, it's a good time playing Saturday afternoon.
Well, another Saturday game coming up, another home game for the Kennett Indians as this historic season continues this Saturday at Metz Cherry Stadium. We will talk with Coach Wyatt about the matchup with Odessa when we return. This is the Kennett Indians Coaches Show. Back with Kennett Indian head football coach Joel Wyatt, and the Indians are in the semifinal round of the Class 3 state tournament, and another Saturday home game. This week, the opponent will be the Odessa Bulldogs, and Coach, they are said to be the real deal.
They are. Man, the first thing you notice when you watch film is you see that they're physical. They're always in a good stance. They're always in the right place. You don't see them out of alignment. The backs are physical. They're well coached. You know, they got a Hall of Fame coach in Mark Thomas. You know, if you say, well, we're just going to make them throw, hey, that's fine with them. They got an all-conference quarterback that's thrown for over 2,100 yards, 32 touchdowns, only three interceptions. So, you know, they can beat you through the air on the ground, and their defense is just stingy as can be, not giving up hardly anything, except for the once they got here in the playoff games, they had a few points scored on them by Savannah. But, you know, they're an experienced team. A lot of people probably don't know they were 12-1 last year. This year's team has 16 seniors. So I think everybody, if you were an Odessa fan, you probably could say, well, we knew this was coming because of what we did last year, and we got all these seniors back. And about all those seniors are starting. A handful of them are two-way starters. They're all conference kids. You know, the thing that I told my coaches and the team, this is just kind of hard to believe. Well, on defense, they have 10 all-conference players.
Wow.
10. Five of them were first team. On offense, they have 11 all-conference players. Seven of them were first team. So they've just dominated the conference. And then once you pop the film in, you know why. You know, they look the part, and they know what they're doing. You know, very, very rarely do you see a pre-snap penalty. Just very well disciplined. They got a great coaching staff. One of them is Chuck Clemens, who was at Warren's, was at Central Missouri forever as a D-line coach there. So he's gone from Warren Central Missouri College down to Odessa, and so you know they've just got a great staff.
Well, Odessa, just east of Kansas City, really between Columbia and Kansas City in that area, that is football country. And you mentioned, you know, the real strong college programs, and then you got the Chiefs right down the road, and you got the Mizzou Tigers going the other direction, and then just the high school football tradition of schools in that part of the state. They have a lot going. And one thing that you mentioned, almost everyone plays on turf in that part of the state. And now they're going to have to make the 7-hour road trip, come down here, and they're going to be on the grass come Saturday.
Yeah, it's the film we watched. They've all got turf. And, you know, everybody in that area's got it, you know, not just Odessa and the teams that are playing, but everybody's got it. They're, like you said, they're in a great area where football is important. They're in a good football conference, Missouri River Valley Conference. So a lot of tradition over there. And so, you know, Odessa's had tradition in itself, not just last year being 12-1, but, you know, they got to the championship game a few years ago with Coach Thomas.
Well, they're currently ranked second in the state, but again, when we talk about state rankings, a lot more eyes on those teams around the large cities instead of those down in the Boot Heel, and an opportunity for Kennett to surprise some people statewide.
It is. When you you know, when you talk about Missouri football, this area, you know, takes a back seat, hardly ever gets mentioned. You know, when I go to the All-state coaches meetings, you know, they're just clueless. Where are you from? Where's that at? Who do you play? You know, they're just clueless. So, you know, it would be nice to represent not just Kennett, but Boot Heel football as a whole, Southeast Missouri football as a whole, and to really put on a good show Saturday.
Well, we saw Hayti do it last year. Kind of surprised people from around the state that may not have gave them a chance, and they really blew people out all the way through the state tournament. You've had some great teams at Malden that's also challenged, you know, on the statewide level, and it gives you a chance, maybe a little chip on your shoulder when you play these teams.
Well, it sure does. I know that I'll continue to preach that to our kids, just like we did when we took the field against Roosevelt. You know, podcast up there talking about, hey, Roosevelt's going to beat them by at least 14. You know, they weren't even sure who we'd played, or they said this was their first district championship, and even some of the local radio or television stations. This is your first one at Kennett, right? No, we won it last year. I mean, did you not hear anything last year? So it gets aggravating, and hey, I just use that as fuel for the fire, and I think our kids do too.
Well, Odessa, like Kennett, really, they haven't been challenged much to this point in the season.
They haven't. They've got just very similar to us, and they're just turboing people. I think every game they've scored 42 or more in every game. So high-powered. They've been very stingy on defense. I know Savannah put up 31, I believe. But other than that, they've been just lopsided victories. So, you know, we've got our hands full.
They're averaging almost 57 points a game, allowing about 10 points a game. Of course, the Indians, you're allowing less than 6 points per game. So that number continues to be so impressive. Offense putting up 45 points per game. But really, when you play another team that's real similar, and that's what it looks like we're going to have with Odessa, you can throw all of that out the window.
Oh, yeah. When you make it this far, you know, it's a lot of it is you know, doing those little things right that probably got you to the point that you are to begin with. You know, the reason why you're scoring a lot of points, the reason why you're holding teams to single digits. You know, we're just blessed to still be playing. And we know, you know, this is by far not even close to the best football team we will have played, and it's on our schedule. You know, the most physical team we've played. And I would probably say the best coaching staff we went against. You know, Coach Thomas, he's won a title at Boonville. He won two at Kearney, and then he got Odessa to the finals. So they've got a lot of experience on their staff. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Well, one more win, you're off to the state championship game, and that's the goal for each of the four teams remaining, and a big game coming up this Saturday here at Metz Cherry Stadium. Let's talk about the health of the team after the Roosevelt game. How's everybody doing?
I think we're good. I know Josh Honahan got a little shoulder injury there before half, went in there at half, and Dr. McPherson looked at him and said he was good to go. But, you know, we're going to have to keep an eye on him. I think Aiden Ted got the wind knocked out of him. So it was kind of scary there for a few minutes because we had both of our starting tackles. They were a little bit questionable. So we were a little bit worried. Laquez got a cramp. But I think we're good to go.
Well, this Saturday, it's really a historic game for the Kennett Indians. As you look back, you know, this team has won more games than any other team in Kennett High School history, and you play with a chance to go on and compete for a state championship, and you get to play at home on a Saturday. And last Saturday, a good crowd here, and tell you what, there should be twice as many folks there this week, and I know that would mean a lot to the players if they have that big, loud crowd filling up Metz Cherry Stadium.
It would. It was just like I told the team and the fans after the game out on the field. It makes a difference. You may think it doesn't because it's a few extra hundred fans, but it makes a difference. Our kids feed off that. I mean, they love it, whether it's student body or adults. You know, they love it. And, man, I hope they get out there. I worry about the crowd maybe not being as big because we're out of school. So, but on the flip side of that, it's Thanksgiving, so maybe you got people coming into town, seeing relatives, and they're going to see this football team play. So, man, I hope they're there in their black and gold because, believe me, it makes a difference.
Well, last week, and I was just looking today on the amount of online listeners that we had, it's usually people that live outside of this area that may be coming home for Thanksgiving, and this will give them an opportunity to come home, cheer on the Indians in one of the biggest games that's ever been played.
Well, I hope they do, because you know, every person in those bleachers that's yelling, it makes a difference.
And also, I've seen a lot more decorations around town about the Kennett Indians, and that's something you and I visited a little bit after our broadcast last week. But I tell you, would love to see that support when the opponent rolls into town and all they see are Kennett Indian signs around the businesses.
Yeah, and that's one thing I gotta give a little shout out to my wife on that. She kind of took the ball and ran with it on getting these kind of having a sign contest, and then you know, just getting it going for the most spirited building in the district, and you know, Wendy Robinette and Joni Boone, and then some of these ladies that are friends of my wife's. They've just really done a good job, and the building principals, you know, whether it be Mr. Baker or Mr. Leaker. Or Andy Maddox, they've just all, you know, had their classes do all kinds of things, and making videos of Ric Flair, two claps and a woo.
That's,
you know,
great.
So it's just been really great, really positive, and I think it's brought our community together, which is what makes it so cool. You know, you can bring everyone together, and you know, winning. You know, it helps a lot of things, not just in the school, but in the community.
Well, it's great to see that, and we hope a lot more of it this week. And I know maybe business owners aren't talented enough to put out there on their signs or windows, but there's probably some kids around school that'd be happy to come out and decorate.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think the Key Club here at the high school, they did chip in and help. I think they went around to some businesses, whether it was painting or putting up balloons or something, but I know they were involved, and we appreciate their help.
Well, it's great to get everyone involved. Now, the game time, 1 o'clock this Saturday, Metz Cherry Stadium, and we hope we have a big crowd come out, cheer this team on to the finals at Faroe Field in Columbia. Good luck Saturday, Coach.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we'll bring your radio out to the game. Cheer on the Indians. Our broadcast with Darrell Wilcoxon will be on 105.5 KBOA FM and streaming online at KBOARadio.com. Let's go, Indians.